It is 6:35 and you're tuned in to As It Happens, a CBC program here on KAXE KBXE. I'm Andrew DeZingle. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it's going to be On the River with your volunteer hosts, Johnson Family. They'll be on from 7 to 10 p.m. We receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. And we receive support from the Sanford Bemidji Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center, specializing in total joint repair. More at sanfordhealth.org. Looking at weather tonight, partly cloudy with lows 23 to 29 below. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny with highs 5 to 10 below. Calm wind, evening lows 18 to 24 below. Sunday, mostly sunny and cold with highs 10 below to 1 above. Evening lows from 19 to 24 below. Now back to As It Happens.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Imaginary.
All week long, we're taking you on a trip to Baltimore for our new Sense of Place Baltimore series. And who better to help you get acquainted with the city than the fine folks at our Baltimore affiliate station, WTMD. Coming up, WTMD evening host Izzy Bavis shares five up-and-coming Baltimore artists and explains how she put her list together.
My favorite thing is going to a show and it has a mixed bill. You know, it has some synth pop next to death metal. So I kind of wanted to have that feel of like, you just don't know what's coming next. It's a good example of what you can find if you come to Baltimore.
A great example is this artist you're hearing right now, a collective called Motor Oil.
This is the most Baltimore you can get. Having the experimental, having the strange, mixed with the old and just the classic club music that came out of the city is just kind of the perfect Baltimore song.
Sense of Place Baltimore gets rolling today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. Spitting out purple nonsense as lovers break the backs of crab.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Four people were arrested by immigration agents on Monday in downtown Brainerd with assistance by the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office. Chelsea Perkins has more.
According to a news release, deputies with the Sheriff's Office were asked to assist a Homeland Security investigation team with executing two federal arrest warrants. The release did not provide clarity about why four people were arrested, if there were just two arrest warrants, and did not identify the individuals taken into custody without incident. A request for comment from ICE was not returned as of late Monday afternoon. The exact location was not disclosed in the release, but sources with knowledge of the incident say the arrest took place at El Potro Mexican Restaurant on South 7th Street. The restaurant was dark and doors were locked later Monday with a sign stating, "We are temporarily closed," taped inside the door. This is a developing story and we'll bring you updates at KAXE.org.
A federal judge heard arguments Monday as she considers a temporary restraining order to pause the Department of Homeland Security's Operation Metro Surge in the Twin Cities. While the U.S. Attorney's Office argued that the estimated 4,000 agents are enforcing federal immigration laws, the Minnesota Attorney General's Office claims the surge is violating the state's rights under the 10th Amendment and the Anti-Commandeering Doctrine. The intent of U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi's letter to Governor Tim Walz over the weekend was a topic of much debate. The letter was written Saturday, the same day 37-year-old Alex Preddy was shot and killed by federal agents in Minneapolis. In the letter, Bondi alludes to ending the operation if Minnesota hands over driver's license records, voter information, and other data, as well as end the sanctuary city policies of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Bondi's letter also demands the state's Department of Corrections to cooperate with ICE. The DOC has aggressively pushed back on this, saying it has always facilitated state-to-federal custody handoffs. After nearly 3 hours, Judge Kate Menendez said she would issue a written opinion. Also Monday, Trump and Walz confirmed they had a productive conversation regarding the operation, including impartial investigations into the two shooting deaths of Minnesotans, as well as reducing the number of agents. Prosecutors dropped a charge of assaulting a federal agent against 19-year-old Jose Espinoza Espinoza after a court appearance in Duluth on Monday morning. The government did not present any witnesses to meet its burden to establish probable cause and instead moved to dismiss the complaint. He had been accused of ramming his car into a government vehicle and injuring an agent's finger when he accelerated as the agent tried to open his car door on January 16th outside a Mexican restaurant in Virginia. According to the complaint, the car had been previously ID'd by U.S. Border Patrol as being suspected of transporting undocumented people. The Times reported the case appears to be the first example of the Justice Department backing away from an assault case against a federal agent in Minnesota since the surge began. As Minnesotans across the state continued to gather in protest and remembrance, Chelsea visited a vigil on Saturday outside the Crow Wing County Jail in Brainerd. Here's her report.
Tears rolled down Ava Capel's cheeks as emotion overcame her.
I just never thought this was something I would see. It's awful.
The 18-year-old Brainerd High School student and her mother, Tessa Capel, drove from Nisswa to participate in the event in 21 below zero with wind chill. Tessa Capel said after the deadly shooting of Alex Preddy that morning in Minneapolis, she learned of the vigil and felt compelled to take part.
I am out here for my community, my kids, my future grandkids, my state. I just feel like such a huge violation of our rights as human beings, and it's time for us to stand up and speak out. It doesn't have to be political. It has to be about human rights.
About 300 people lined both sides of Laurel Street for the vigil organized by Brainerd Lakes Area Indivisible. The original intent was to draw attention to what's going on inside the Crow Wing County Jail, where dozens of immigrants are being detained on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But Preddy's death was on many people's minds. Find photos at KAXC.org. We'll also be bringing you more reporting on the Crow Wing County Jail and ICE, so stay tuned for that. Chelsea Perkins, KAXC News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXC is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, and today for our Sense of Place Baltimore series, I'm visiting WTMD, our affiliate station in Baltimore, talking to WTMD evening host Izzy Bavis. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to be here to come and visit. It's a lot of fun. I know that you moved to Baltimore in, I think, 2022, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you did not grow up here. But as a Baltimore transplant, I would love your thoughts on what makes this place special.
This place is, it's such an interesting city in a lot of ways. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, so I had this idea of what the East Coast was going to be like when I moved here. I thought everyone was going to be really mean and walk really fast and not have that kind of chit-chat mentality that I have. But what I found is that people are more than willing to hang out with you, talk to you on the street, give you directions, and there's a level of authenticity here that can't be beat. And you really see that in the music scene, which is what I really sought out when I moved here.
If there was a way, if there was a word you could use maybe to define the local music scene here that you've embraced, what would it be? What's the common thread?
I feel like everyone is so dedicated.
Really dedicated
to the music, you know, whether it be they're in a huge band that's touring, you know, like Turnstile, or whether you are just playing with a group of friends in the basement of a pizza place. People are so dedicated to their music and to their craft that they will play 5 shows a week, not get paid a dollar for it, but have so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
And you really see that from the musicians here. They don't, I did a story recently on a DIY fest where the money was not guaranteed for the artists, you know, and not guaranteed for the venue. And it was pretty much just a free event. And I asked all of the musicians I talked to, I was like, what is it like going into something where you know you're probably not going to make any money? And every artist I talked to was like, I never go into any show expecting to make any money. I just am doing it because I love the music. And I think that is what I see time and time again with bands here.
You are going to give us a playlist today of some of Baltimore's up-and-coming artists. What were you thinking about when you were deciding who to include on this list?
I wanted to showcase a lot of different genres and just showing how far and wide the music scene here goes. My favorite thing is going to a show and it has a mixed bill. You know, it has some synth pop next to death metal, and there's just so much that's available. And it's so weird sometimes when you're at a show like that, but that is my favorite kind of show to go to. So I kind of wanted to have that feel of like, you just don't know what's coming next. But it also is a good example of what you can find if you come to Baltimore.
Lots of variety. Okay, who is up first? Who do you have for us?
So first, we have a group called Enslow, which is mainly the front vocalist, Maggie Neal. She just put out her second record titled Crush. And the closing song on the album is a song that I hope to see in like a huge stadium one day. It's called Lonely. And it has this like amazing story that she's telling throughout the record about going through this breakup. And this closing song kind of wraps it all up of like, I'm going to see your car, you know, on the street, and I'm going to feel some type of way. And I wonder if you feel that way too. And, you know, she's a local musician, and it's kind of, we all talk about here at WTMD, we don't understand how she's not a famous pop star yet. I don't know. She has this pop star mentality. She went to school for costume design. So all of the dresses and the outfits that she wears, it's handmade. She has matching jumpsuits for her band, and it's all done by her. And something that I want to bring up throughout, you know, our conversation about these musicians is that a lot of them, you know, music is what I'm showing you, but they have so many other artistry that they're involved in that kind of brings it all together. And so for Maggie of Enslow, it's her costume design and her attention to detail that makes that live performance so exciting.
Let's check it out. This is Lonely from Enslow on World Cafe.
Me, and I'm reminded. around us. I build a fortress around us. I build a fortress around us. Just to protect this.
Called the game and now it's here blatant and plain. We work swing states, Obama away. She said if you win, it ain't gonna abolish the hate, but quite opposite. She said supremacy don't go down fast, and that eventually the empathy would all drown drastically, masterfully the racists will retaliate. Selling hope and change, you exasperate. I was drinking all the Kool-Aid like damn Lorraine. Pessimism is prison, it's a chance for change. She broke it down, something like a kindergarten teacher. The billionaire greed, they'd rather die for their fetus. They'd rather debate the true place of a fetus instead of giving way to create some real leaders. I think about Lorraine and the rain and the pain and the way that she was never insane. Damn.
On World Cafe, you just heard Micah E. Wood and Easy Jackson with You, Me, The Rain. They are artists out of Baltimore. I'm Raina Duras, joined by Izzy Bavis, host at WTMD in Baltimore for our Sense of Place Baltimore series. Izzy is giving you the rundown on some of the city's best up-and-coming artists. Tell us a bit about what we just heard from Micah E. Wood and Easy Jackson.
Yeah, Micah E. Wood is an established, up-and-coming musician in the sense that he's on a lot of bills, he plays a lot of shows, and he's sort of a mentor to a lot of musicians as well. And we play him at WTMD, and he's one of those artists who you just feel like you know really well. And he has a lot of authenticity behind his music, and his collaboration with Easy Jackson is this nod to a more established hip-hop artist in Baltimore and kind of how we can have the cross-genre collaboration. Easy Jackson has been in the scene for a while, has lived, you know, with artists at these kind of warehouses that are pretty popular in Baltimore that kind of established the scene about 20 years ago. And You, Me, The Rain, I was so immediately sat when that song came out. It was the first single he put off from his latest album, and it was the title track. And there is something different with this album than his other records. I felt like he was kind of diving into a more, you know, a little bit harder thoughts and feelings that maybe he was brushing over before. And having Easy Jackson's voice really added to the kind of the experience. It's really cool to have, I mentioned this with Enzo, but Micah E. Wood is a photographer. He's an established photographer here in Baltimore, taught classes at the art school here, MICA, and he has a book out called Scene Scene, where he captured 85 bands from Baltimore and published that. And so that's another connection of how the musicians here also just more than just the music, they have so many other talents.
Yeah, it's like multidisciplinary.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll find that a lot of musicians actually tap MICA to take their photos. And that's a really cool tidbit, too.
I love the idea of everybody kind of helping each other in the scene.
Yeah, it's really cool because, you know, MICA E. Wood, he's not very much older than the artist he's helping out, but he's very, very connected with people who are very established here. And he's connected to the venues and the labels that are here. And so he really uplifts the younger and the artists that are just starting out. And it's really cool to see that.
Okay, let's keep going, Izzy. Who are we going to hear next?
Next, we are hearing Rex Pack's latest single, Dauphin Dominique. He graduated from the University of Maryland, and he used to create music under a name called Space Phase, which is another example of how musicians here kind of, you know, they dive into a project, they take a break, and then they come back. And that was kind of what Dauphin Dominique was. You know, we had this kind of break in music from Rex Pax, but then he came back with this single. He played WTMD's First Thursday, which is our festival series that we do in the summer here in Baltimore. And it was such a magical show. And it's one of those songs that is so uplifting that you just like want to rock out to it. And I just felt like it was a softer side of the Baltimore music scene that I wanted to show you.
Here's Dauphin Dominique from Rex Pax on World Cafe.
I want to see if you could be my ticket to ride. Or could you be my busy bee? Anatomy that keeps you bound to touch the line. I'm tripping my bed.
That was a song called Party by Pearl on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. For Sense of Place Baltimore, I am with Izzy Bavis, a host at WTMD. She's sharing a playlist of some of the most exciting up-and-coming artists out of Baltimore. Izzy, that one we just heard was so much fun. Can you give us a little rundown on Pearl, who they are, what we just heard?
Yeah, so Pearl is another one of those artists that I was mentioning earlier that took a little bit of a break and then came back. And I was reflecting, and I actually went to their, like, We're Back show that happened a few years ago. It was at this, like, artist and warehouse space in East Baltimore. And I remember seeing them and being like, oh my God, like, what is this? They are a punk band with nods to hardcore, and I thought it was really important to share some of that scene here for World Cafe and Sense of Place, because it really wouldn't be Baltimore without the harsher sounds. And although it's not something we tend to play on WTMD, it's something that I personally am a part of the scene and go to a lot of those shows and take time out of my radio show to talk about that specific scene.
And I think it's important too, because you have a band like, say, Turnstile right now, mm-hmm. that is, you know, getting kind of a lot of mainstream attention, but some of their music that you might hear on World Cafe, it doesn't really sound like the hardcore scene they came out of.
Yes.
And that's, like, an important thing to recognize, that that is here, and it is a very, like, active, vibrant thing.
Oh, yes, 100%. I'm a huge fan of the new Turnstile record, but it is so different from what they started making when they were first starting out in, like, 2015. Pearl, you know, they came back on the scene. They put out a new record titled Love and Grief, and I thought Party was a really great example of how you can mix punk and hardcore to create something, you know, that everyone can appreciate. They are a fun band to experience live. There's a lot of moshing, and there's a lot of energy at hardcore shows that I didn't fully expect. You know, I grew up in the Midwest. There wasn't a huge, thriving hardcore scene and or really punk scene, but moving here and experiencing that, it's been one of my favorite things to do, and Pearl was a band that stood out to me, having that kind of charisma and energy to keep a show going with such, like, fast and hard vocals, mm-hmm. and having everything be so energetic. It's a lot of work to keep everyone engaged, and they do a good job at it.
Have you been injured in a mosh pit yet?
So the first time I went to a show here, three, four years ago, I went to Auto Bar, and I did get punched. I didn't realize that I was going to be punched. And then recently, I was at a show, and I was so excited to see my friend's band, and he was like, just be careful, because this is a punching show. And I said, a punching show? And people were punching and doing cartwheels and doing kicks, and it was crazy, and I stayed in the back for that one.
Right, you learned your lesson.
Yes.
Okay, so we've heard some punk, we've heard some indie rock, some poppier stuff. You've got one more track for us. How are we going to close things out today?
So Motor Oil is such an interesting group, and I am so excited that I brought this specific song. It is the Mighty Mark remix of their track Imaginary. Mighty Mark is an established Baltimore producer and hip-hop artist and a club artist in Baltimore, and this is just a really great Baltimore club song created partially by a strange jazz experimental group that is Motor Oil. So if you listen to the rest of the record that this song is on, it is not a club album. It is not a singer-songwriter album. And what is so funny is I heard this version of the song, and I was like, Motor Oil? Like, is this the... I was like, are there two Motor Oils? Because I had seen Motor Oil play at a DIY fest at Auto Bar a few years ago, and it was experimental jazz. They also do singer-songwriter stuff, alternative, noise, just like they really touch everything, and you never know what you're going to expect. And that's when I found out that they had a Baltimore club song. I was like, I have to bring this, because this is the most Baltimore you can get. Having the experimental, having the strange mixed with the old and just the classic club music that came out of the city is just kind of the perfect Baltimore song. So.
Yeah, it's a perfect song to kind of to end this with, I think, considering we started by talking about the variety mm-hmm. that there is here. So let's take a listen. This is Motor Oil with Imaginary, the Mighty Mark remix.
Imaginary. Imaginary.
Mighty Mark.
Imaginary. I imagine I
more soil and spit out ancestral bones, circulating in quandaries of retribution until they tighten nooses around the necks of oppression. Lightning bugs translate new ancient memories, casting silhouettes of unanswered cricket talk. Passers-by dissolve into wingless ravens, spitting out purple nonsense as lovers break the backs of crabs. Amongst moonlight and dancing waves, carrying the ambitions of Africans that escape the eastern shore. Imaginary. Scaly frozen cups, now laden snowballs, ice cream trucks, squeegee boys, intergalactic abandoned homes vibrating at the speed of benign neglect, new age chattel slavery, making millions off of commissary, probation, and ankles laced with boxes that vibrate if you venture too far off the plantation. Freedom, dancing on the carcasses of the 1%. Skies flutter with roses, mist of frankincense, doves and chicken boxes, swallowing capitalism whole as concrete converts into some atomic alliances of love, creating highways of holders of truth and free will, chiseling away hierarchy, swallowing rebellion, regurgitating freedom, dancing on the carcasses of the 1%. Imaginary. Imaginary.
Baltimore's Motor Oil with Imaginary, the Mighty Mark remix on World Cafe. Motor Oil is one of the city's up-and-coming artists, spotlighted today by Izzy Bavis, host at WTMD, our affiliate station in Baltimore, for our Sense of Place Baltimore session. Izzy, thank you so much for putting this list together and walking us through some of the exciting artists that are coming out of the city.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I hope you enjoy all that Baltimore has to offer on the rest of your trip.
I'm loving it so far. I will be back.
Amazing.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, Izzy Bavis from Baltimore station WTMD shared her list of Baltimore artists to watch for our new Sense of Place Baltimore series. Make sure you're subscribed to the World Cafe podcast. We're rolling out that series all week long. More Baltimore artists for the rest of the hour, except for this guy. He is not from Baltimore. In fact, Randy Newman had never even been to Baltimore when he wrote this song, and it kind of bugged folks who did live there when it came out because the lyrics are a little harsh. To be fair, when he was asked about it later, Randy Newman said, "I didn't feel good about that. I think people in Baltimore who objected to this song had a real good case because I didn't know anything about it." He should be listening to our Sense of Place Baltimore series. He might learn something. It's Randy Newman, Baltimore.
beat up little seagull on a marble step, trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to, there ain't nothing here for free. Hook on the corner, waiting for a train. Junk line on.
Yeah. Both, you've gotta live and I gotta go. you need to, but I adore you. I adore you. I adore you. I adore you.
Technically from Ellicott City, in the Baltimore area. That is Snail Mail with Valentine. Before that, Baltimore band Animal Collective with My Girls. More music from Charm City after this on World Cafe.
KEXE went on the air in 1976. This year, we lost federal funding like all of public media, but you have come forward. You have told us that KEXE matters. We're grateful for all of you, and especially for the folks that have been here from the beginning, people like Michael Goldberg and Gail Addison.
You know, for me and Gail, it's really been two things: a fabulous music education of all the music that we never imagined or knew anything about, and we're learning still every week. And then the other thing, of course, is that everybody we know through KEXE.
Yeah, we've made a lot of decisions in our life based on having access to this radio station. An extremely rare opportunity to learn a new skill and to share your love of music and to meet so many people through this station as well.
Support KEXE now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
Hey, Raina with you on World Cafe. In about 4 minutes, you'll hear a song from one of the biggest, buzziest Baltimore bands in recent memory. But first, another up-and-comer from the city. This is Daphne Ekman, Improvement.
Is it enough to say I'm sorry? 'Cause I don't have the energy to dissect the parts of me. I said I didn't like the way he drank till he got angry, making snide remarks until his friends got him home safely. And now I'm drinking something pink and crinkling my eyelids. All my friends are talking about their weekend in the islands. I'm watching them just bubbling and I'm overanalyzing. What the hell is wrong with me? If they could see what I could see, they know I don't mean anything I said. I just want you and me to be okay. A pendulum that's swinging just one way. Blame it on where my natal moon was placed. Do I make you want to drive me away? I'm not moving until you tell me what went wrong. If I'm improving, I never thought that it would take so far. I'm good at holding secret grudges, apologizing on the phone, forgetting next to nothing. At some point something shifted and it's me that's up to something. I don't like when you're mad at me, and I think you probably should not be. But now it's my fault that we're